Lawrence, he turned. Where are you going to go? You can't go home.
Oh, I didn't really think about it.
You're meant to be in Birmingham.
He shrugged. I'll get a hotel. It'll be good for me. I'll read a book on leadership. Might actually learn something.
Oh, Lawrence, come here. I held out my arms to him. I pressed my face into his neck and hugged him while he stood motionless. I breathed in the smell of him and remembered all those hotel afternoons high as kites on each other. You really are a loser, I said.
I just feel so bloody silly. I had it all worked out. I got the time off work. I made up the story for Linda. I even bought toys for the kids in case I forgot on the way home. I had it all worked out. I thought it was going to be a nice surprise for you and... Well, it was a surprise at least, wasn't it? I stroked his face.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I snapped at you. Thank you for coming to see me. Please don't go to a hotel room and sit there all on your own. I can't bear it. Please stay.
What? Now?
Yes. Please.
I don't know if that's such a good idea, Sarah. Maybe I need to take a step back and think about what we mean to each other. What you said just now about cutting me off.
Stop it, you cunning bastard. Stop it before I change my mind. Lawrence almost smiled. I linked my fingers around the back of his neck. What I didn't say was that if I had to cut you off, it would hurt more than cutting off my finger.
He stared at me for a long time, and then he said, Oh, Sarah. We went upstairs, and it wasn't until we'd started that I realized we were having sex on the bed I used to share with Andrew.
I was concentrating on Lawrence, burying my face in the soft hair on his chest, peeling the clothes off him. And then something happened. My bra strap snagged, Lawrence's belt buckle jammed for a second. I don't recall, but it stopped the flow anyway. And I realized that Lawrence was lying on Andrew's side of the bed, that his skin was pressing down where Andrew's had pressed, that the concave of Lawrence's back, smooth and hot with sweat, was arching proud of the depression that Andrew had made in the mattress.